السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقد قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, those listening over receivers, many, many times I have repeated this and I will go on repeating that in deen everything is essential and required. The Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif, they guide us in every aspect of our life. The ulama, the mashayikh, the muhaddithin, the mufassirin, they explain to us what is the aqeedah that every Muslim should hold, what are our aqaids, what should be our ibadat, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, how should we make our salat, how should we fast, when should we give zakat, to whom should we give zakat, how do we undertake hajj. So the ibadat is explained. Our muamalat, our transactions, our social relationship and etiquettes and morals and behavior and everything else. Then again, the ummah at large, what is happening around the globe, what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Kashmir, what's happening in Afghanistan, what's happening in Iraq, what's happening in Somalia and Sudan or other parts of Africa, and at present what is happening in the Middle East and other places. Now all these are issues which every Muslim should be aware of and should be discussing, and in whichever way he can make some input and contribution, then he should be doing so. Does not mean that a Muslim is just supposed to be sitting in the masjid and reading his tasbih or tilawat of the Quran Sharif. So there are different issues, and for different issues there are different majalis, different programs. Our mizaj is this, that in every program everything must be discussed. Now that cannot happen. How can we bring the whole of deen into every program? So this majlis of zikrullah which we have, I have explained many times that it is to light up this fire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ishq and muhabbat. Because of the deficiency of these two things in our lives, we are finding it difficult to make amal and practice. If we have ample muhabbat, love of Allah ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we will look forward to making amal and practicing. It will give us a kind of enjoyment. It will give us a kind of satisfaction. In fact, to commit sin will become more difficult than to do ibadat or to do the right thing. To commit sin will become like a mountain that the person is putting upon his shoulders. But when will that happen is when we have that kind of love and muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So these type of majalis and programs are for that purpose, and also for the purpose of making sincere tawbah from our sins. This is one area which is neglected in the lives of a large part of our of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If a few people are making tawbah here and there, it is not sufficient. And sincere tawbah, that means the person must pledge that he is not going to return to those sins. And he is ashamed of the sins that he has committed. And if it involves the rights of people, then he is going to fulfill those rights. It's not going to be sufficient with even 100 umrahs and 100 hajj. If it's the rights of people, then the person has to fulfill. As I mentioned last week, that pay back here if you want to save your back there. So this is what we have to do. That is the tawbah where the person pledges it, and I'm not going to return to this sin again. Namaz, roza, zakat, he starts qaza. It doesn't mean that 10,000 namaz qaza is going to make it in one day. Or he's got 500 fasts for qaza, then he's going to keep it in one day. It's going to take time. Keep one or two rozas a week, two or three a month, something, but make an effort. And start paying back the zakat, etc. So that is sincere tawbah. Then as human being, the person can still slip, he can fall. He can again make a mistake. He can go back to the same sin. Nafs and shaitan became dominant, became ghalib over him. So there he does not lose hope, does not feel that now that's the end of the world. That is where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat and mercy we have been discussing, that there is no limit to it. Irrespective of how far the person may have gone, but it is only Allah and only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he leaves his doors of acceptance of tawbah wide open. That return, return throughout the Quran Sharif, that is the message that we have been given. Even when it is sent in the form of an azab and a disaster, it is sent as some kind of punishment. Then too Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, why do we send this? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Look at his mercy. All the shake-ups and all the tremors and all the earthquakes and gale force winds and tsunamis and whatever takes place around the globe, then it must bring the person closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That what power and what might Allah has. Now the person does not lose hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy, when there's no such thing as losing hope for even the kuffar and the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara and the munafiqeen, then what about for the believers? The ayat of the Quran Sharif, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. So they, even if a person who is in kufr and shirk, now if he is making tawbah, meaning that he gives up his kufr and enters into Islam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala waves off and forgives his sins. The person committed shirk all his life, but he made tawbah sincerely. He accepted Islam. He believed in Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the other things that a Muslim has to believe in. Then if it is a forgiveness for even such kind of people who disobeyed Allah ta'ala, and not only disobeyed but rejected him, or they were atheists, complete atheists. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not say anywhere in the Quran Sharif that he is not going to forgive them if they have to return to Allah ta'ala, if they have to ask for forgiveness, if they have to accept Islam, if they have to accept the aqaid and beliefs of a Muslim, and start making amal, then even for them the doors are open. So there is a great balance. Therefore iman is bain al khawf wa raja. On the one side there is that fear, and on the other side there is great hope in Allah Ta'ala. If that was not the case, then all of us, we would have just lost hope. We would have said, now there is no way that Allah Ta'ala can forgive. We have committed so much of sins in our lives. So give up hope and go to sleep, finish and carry on in our lives. But that is not the case. There is no question of losing hope. Shaitan and nafs are very, very shrewd, and especially the whisperings of shaitan, that he will say to the person that how long are you going to keep on making tawbah and then breaking your tawbah? Indeed, we must turn it as a nasihat. When shaitan whispers, then we must turn it as a nasihat and say to shaitan as if we are talking to shaitan. Don't speak loudly, first check around, otherwise people will think who this person is talking to. They might send the person to the nearest asylum. So within the heart, the person can reply. And if there's nobody around, then he can say it loudly too. He say, yes, your whispering is correct. How long am I going to continue like this? Making tawbah and breaking tawbah. So therefore, now I'm not going to break the tawbah. I'm going to stay firm and steadfast. So use it as a nasihat, finish. After that again, but then if shaitan says, but you see now you're going to break your Toba against, I've got no intention of breaking. I want to stay steadfast. And then accidentally again, if the person committed the sin, then say the same thing. But go in that direction also. It must not become a joke. Go in the direction. When a person has made up his mind, he wants to go for Hajj, he wants to go for Umrah, he wants to go somewhere. Now he goes in that direction. If passport is required, he goes for passport application. If visas are required, he applies for visa. He doesn't say that now finish. I made my niyat, I made my intention, and I'm very sincere in my niyat and intention. So now I will be just picked up from here and I will land there. He makes the effort in the right direction. So like that, this person has made tawbah. So now see what were those areas of sin. Where did he slip? What was that environment that made him slip? What were those things in this home that made him slip? If the person knows that these are his weak areas, so then he must remedy that. If he knows that when he's going onto the computers, then he's getting caught onto the porn sites. So then why look at those computers in privacy and secrecy? Try and look at it when it's open, when children are moving around as far as possible. And then the person who's got extreme weakness, so then he must avoid as much as possible, even if it is dini programs on the internet. Lots of people, shaitan will take them on the internet, say dini program. And after that, that person's iman is not strong enough, so he's gone for a ride. So the person has to see which is the area of weakness. If the person has got a business and he's got a secretary that comes all dolled up there, so now what is the purpose then of saying that I'm making tawbah from casting lustful glances and going to, and these evil passions and desires are engulfing my heart, because you are in privacy with this type of a secretary or the woman that you are working with. So wherever it is, whatever is that weakness, we must try and remedy that. Distance ourselves. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Do exactly what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did when he was being seduced by Zulaykha. Then he didn't just stand there and start making dua. He ran towards those doors which were locked, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with his fazl and ihsan, he opened up those locks. But he did what was within his means and power and capacity to do. So we are not prepared to do that, and we want all the fazl of Allah ta'ala. We have to make some move, but nafs and shaitan wants to enjoy sins. That is its nature. It just wants to enjoy sins. So we have to channel that into the right direction. The person who is enjoying sins, so now what he has to do is channel it into the right direction. Instead of committing sins, create the passion and develop the passion for doing the right things. I gave this example many times, that if you go in June, July to Makkah Mukarramah, then you will find people making tawaf even at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. They are making tawaf, and it's really, really hot, 50 degrees heat. Now, we don't say that you must go and show your strength there, but those people who are making the tawaf at that time, they are sweating, perspiring, and some of them they are suffering from different kinds of ailments and sicknesses. Then what is it that makes them just go round and round, round and round in that heat? And then they will be back again, the Asr and Maghrib and Isha. And then again 2 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock at night, again they doing tawaf. Who forces them? Who pulls them? Who drags them? Who beats them up or whips them and brings them? So it shows that there must be some kind of enjoyment, otherwise if you're not getting any enjoyment, will the person do that? If there's no enjoyment, will the person do that? So there must be some kind of enjoyment. Every person enjoys his sleep. What is it that makes Allah Wallahs look forward to the early part of the morning? As if there is a mulaqat, there's a meeting, very, very important meeting. How we say, I've got a very important meeting. Say, with whom? With the president of the country. Or with some cabinet minister or some other minister of some affairs, who may be having a lot of other affairs also. Lots of ministers have a lot of affairs. The minister of different affairs. So the person is very excited, he's got a very important meeting, that is it. What is that meeting? There's nothing wrong in a world of means. We'll meet a lot of people, we'll meet ministers, we'll meet different officials, we'll meet executive directors, and we'll meet all kinds of people. But That is nothing wrong, as I said, if it is for the right purpose. But here these people are also waiting. They have got a very, very important meeting with whom? With Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They are looking forward to the latter part of the night when now everybody has gone to sleep. The wife is fast asleep, the children are fast asleep, everyone fast asleep. Now he goes for his meeting. Makes his few rakats of namaz, places his head on the ground, his forehead, his sajda, and he truly believes that now I'm at the feet of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Apne malik se uth karke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabaad. There must be some enjoyment that they are getting in there. So what is required is that our imani cells must be strong. I mentioned this, that Maulana Ali Mia Rahmatullah Ali once said that the cells or the torch are important. What he meant is this, that for example, if a person has got a torch which is made of gold or made of silver, or there's rubies and diamonds and everything decorated on the torch. But when it gets dark, if there's no batteries and no cells inside there, it's not going to bring any light. The torch, we will say the value of that torch is because of its gold, silver, because it's made of that. So we can take it to the marketplace and say, well, look, the price of gold is so much, so therefore I want so much for the torch. But the torch is not going to light up anything. The torch, the value of, because it's made of gold, is the value of the gold. But the purpose of that torch, what is the purpose of the torch? The purpose of the torch is that when lights go off or when it's dark, and when you switch it on, then you must be able to see that this is a snake, this is a stick, this is an animal, or this is a human being, or this is so and so. The person must be able to see. Some light must be thrown, as we say, must throw light on the subject. So this torch, it depends on what is the strength of those cells, that much light it will throw. If the torch has got no cells, then that's the end of it. There's no light at all. But if it has got batteries, but those batteries are not fully charged, so then it just depends on how much it is charged, that much of light you will get from it. You can have the most powerful batteries, most powerful batteries, most expensive batteries. But if it is running out, as we always say, that I'm speaking to you now, but very soon the batteries will go flat. So the conversation will be cut off. When we're talking on the cell phone, you say just now, the conversation will be cut off, so you mustn't get offended that I didn't cut you out. I didn't cut you out. It's the battery going flat. So when the batteries go flat, even the conversation is cut off. So it dependent on the battery. The car is running very well, but there's a disconnection with the cables. There's some kind of weakness. Then the brand new car also with a brand new battery. But if the weakness is there in that connection, then we say the battery is not getting charged and it got drained out. So our iman also, iman, that is the cell, that is the battery. And it just depends on how much it is charged, that much light it will throw. If it is fully charged, then our relationship with our family, with the husbands for the wives for the husband, the children, our relationship with our customers and clients, our relationship with our friends, our relationship with the society, our akhlaq, our muamalat, our muasharat, everything will be perfect. Nobody can be perfect in this world, but what I am getting at is that the person will live a life that is of a true Muslim, of a good Muslim, because his battery is fully charged. But if the battery is not fully charged, the battery of Iman, there is battery, but it's gone very, very weak, it's draining out. So then there's a need for a recharge of that battery. And these programs of this nature, or going out in the Jamaat, or making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, or other kind of dini programs, or Hajj and Umrah, or Tahajjud, Ishraq and Chasht, or all the other ibadat. Now these are the things that recharge this battery. And sincere tawbah and istighfar. So then recharge comes. Now the person can see right. It's like how the person says there's a cataract. So So what you have to do to remove the cataract, the person can start seeing properly again. That is the whole problem. So our imani batteries are at a low. We can see that we can't seem to control our evil passions and desires. If nafs says watch here, nafs says look there, shaitan says do this, shaitan says do that, then we forget that we were crying at the Multazam, we were crying at the Rosa Mubarak, we were crying behind the Maqam Ibrahim, we shed so much of tears on Safa and Marwa, and we shed so much of tears in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah. We forget all that. We even forget in what kind of attire we are. We just forget. Shaitan makes us forget that in what attire we are and where we are. I am telling you in the light of the large number of letters from around the globe that we receive. From ulama, from huffaz, from qurra, from hajis, from jamaat, from khanqa people, different people. And we ourselves must think that we have also got this weakness. I must not think that I am superior or better than anyone. If we are able to resist the temptation, we must make a lot of shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that in a vicious environment that we are, we were able to resist. Otherwise people are selling their iman just for pretty faces. Just for pretty faces they are selling their iman. We have absolutely no knowledge of how shaitan really works. He eats a lot of images in misleads us, misdirects us. Then the person even forgets. And after embarrassment, shame, disgrace, humiliation, may Allah Ta'ala protect all of us, then the person says, I wish I had not gone there. I wish I had not done this. I wish I had not done that. I will repeat that incident because it has helped a lot of youngsters, believe me. And because this was stated by the person himself and he said, you can use it as an example. Because we are living in times of great fitnas and the newspapers, the media, the magazines, our cell phones, everywhere there is an invitation for flirtation. Everywhere there is an invitation for flirtation. So this person happened to visit this prostitute and he was the last person to visit her. And 5 or 10 minutes later she had a heart attack and she died. So they went through her list of numbers and he was the one in the hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Then of course I don't want to go into all the other details. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him hidayat, alhamdulillah, he repents. There's a lot of istighfar, tawbah. So does anybody have any kind of guarantee? Yeah, at least he was fortunate that he left the place and then she died. But what if the person is in that place and he dies? It has happened. How many places it has happened? And the tsunamis wiped out thousands of people. Or the hotels and everything disappear, then do you think everything good was happening in those hotels? Therefore I always say, and I will conclude on this, that ask ourselves one simple question, what if, that's all. What if my death comes in this condition? Look at the beautiful death that the late Mullah Khatib's son had. Juma day, Asr namaz, in Ihram, in Makkah Mukarramah. What can be better than that? Look at the other person that passed away in Riyazul Jannah. What can be better than that? And so many others who are getting such Mubarak deaths. So aren't we desirous that our death should be in such a state that the whole world says, MashaAllah, Mubarak, Mubarak, I wish I was in his place. That's the kind of death we must ask for. And even if it's not like that, at least the person was sick when he died in his home or in the hospital or somewhere. But what kind of a death will that be if the person is the talk of the janaza or the talk of the people around the janaza is, Allah Ta'ala make him maaf, but he was watching the porn sites and he went. Allah make him maaf, but the thing is he was at the prostitute quarters or escort agency and he went. Allah make him maaf, but he was listening to music and he went. Allah make him maaf, he was stealing and he went. What kind of death will that be? So, lazzat-e arzi mili izzat-e daimi gayi. Lazzat-e arzi mili izzat-e daimi gayi. Little while of enjoyment and lifelong respect gone. So therefore don't worry about people all the time. What will people say? We must ask what will Allah say? What will Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say? So we have to strengthen this Iman, the batteries have to be recharged. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me, bless you and the entire ummah with the tawfiq of amal. Now once again tonight we will repeat, kaunaina me shohrat hai. People are going in the direction of Madina Sharif, Makkah, Mukarramah, large number going from South Africa also for umrahs. So whose heart will not be there? So if we cannot go there because of different factors, person doesn't have the means, so he can't get visa or for other reasons. So then we read Naat Sharif and we go in our imagination to Madina Tayyib. Kaunain mein shohrat hai, sarkar do alam ki. Kaunain mein shohrat hai, sarkar do alam ki. Chahi hui rahmat hai, sarkar do alam ki. I said many times, don't worry about the voice. Listen to the words and the meaning. Picture yourself. Kaunain mein shohrat hai, sarkar do alam. Both the worlds, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Who does not know it? The angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Look at the praises that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself showers upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What do we talk about popularity, popularity? In both the worlds, which part of the world right now, there's no one reading Salat Salam or Durood Sharif. Sometimes it's in the Azan that his name is taken, sometimes in this. When we are saying At-Tahiyyat, then As-Salamu Alayka Ayyuhan Nabi. Sometimes in Durood Sharif after that, Allahumma Salli Ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Thousands of times people are reading Durood Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has made the earth such that because of its rotation now, somewhere Zohar, somewhere Asr, somewhere Maghrib, somewhere Isha, somewhere Fajr, somebody is making Tahajjud, somebody making Ishraq, somebody making Tawaf, somebody is at the Rauza Mubarak. Millions and millions of times the Durood Sharif is recited. Every minute, every second. Kaunaina mein shohrat hai, sarkar do alam. Chhai hui rahmat hai, sarkar do alam. Wherever you look, in whichever direction you look, it is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rahmat. If it had not been for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the world would have not come into existence. Allah Ta'ala brought it into existence because he had desired to send Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as the last and the final messenger. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is rahmat for the old, for the young, for the weak, for the strong, for the black, for the white, for the rich, for the poor. Everyone, for the animals, for the creatures, for everyone, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rahmat. Chai vi rahmat. Everywhere, anywhere you look at it, it is the rahmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give us true love of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam.
Mumin ki nigaahon mein, Firdaus se bhi badhkar, aghosh mohabbat hai, sarkar do alam ki.
Mumin ki nigaahon mein firdaus se bhi badhkar. In the eye of a mumin and a true believer of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, aghosh mohabbat is even more than being in Jannat and Jannatul Firdaus. Because what is Jannatul Firdaus if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not there? Our desire is to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with our own eyes in Jannat. And where else will we get mulaqat with Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam? In dreams people see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But real mulaqat, where else can a true mu'min have than in Jannat?
اے ارض مدینہ کا آش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں، اے ارض مدینہ کا آش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں، جنت ہے تو جنت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی، اے ارض مدینہ کا آش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں، اے ارض مدینہ کا آش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں، جنت ہے تو جنت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی، اے ارض مدینہ کا آش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں. Oh, you are the Medina Sharif. How I wish I could keep you in my eye. You are Jannat. Sarkar is Walam. Ma baina baiti wa mimbari rawdatun min riyadin jannah. Between my house and my mimbar is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. Medina Sharif is Jannat. The person is goes with halal earnings and goes sincerely and makes the ihtiram of Medina Sharif, and the person truly appreciates and values those moments as a Rauza Mubarak in Riyadul Jannah in Masjid An-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or in Medina Sharif itself, he will truly enjoy and experience Jannat in this earth. The worries, they vanish. The person can go with mountains of worries and oceans of worries, but it's just as if it disappears completely and vanishes completely in that little while that the person is there at the Rauza Mubarak or in Riyadul Jannah. Just doesn't seem to think of any pain in his body or any kind of difficulty or hardship or problem. It is as if he is transported to Jannah, in which there will be no pain, no suffering, no difficulty, no hardship, in which there will be no malice, no greed, no pride, no anger, nothing. In which there will be nothing but sukoon and happiness and contentment and tranquility. Where else can we get that in this world? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives it to us. As long as earning the halal, person is sincere. Makes a lot of tawbah and then goes.
اے ارض مدینہ کا آش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں، جنت ہے تو جنت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی، اے ارض مدینہ کا آش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں، جنت ہے تو جنت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. انوار تجلی سے دونوں جہاں روشن، کیا شمع رسالت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی، انوار تجلی سے ہے دونوں جہاں روشن.
Both the world are lit up with the Anwar and Tajalli of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a kind of light is that? Kya sham-e risalat hai.
murde hi na ji uthe patthar bhi padhe kalma murde hi na ji uthe patthar bhi padhe kalma.
Abu Jahl, on one occasion, he said that you are giving all the information of the other world, Jannat and Jahannam and Akhirat and everything else. So it will be easy for you, I'm just explaining this, it will be easy for you to tell me what is in my hand. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that, do you want me to say, or do you want what is in your hand to say what it is? They said both. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked whatever was in his hand to say what it is. So the six pebbles, said we are six pebbles in his hand. And then each one started reading the Shahada. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So he got so angry that he threw it onto the ground. So even the stones recognized Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The trees recognized Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The animals recognized Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One occasion he's sitting and the camel comes and says something in the ear of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, who's the owner of this camel? He doesn't feed it well, overload it, make it overwork, whatever it was. Now what did he hear from the camel? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to lean against the trunk of a date tree. And then when the mimbar was made, it had to be chopped off. So many sahaba, it's not some kind of a fairy tale. So many sahaba authentically recorded the tree actually started wailing like a child and a baby cries. In separation of its mother, the tree was crying. Why it was crying? Because now there will be a separation. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the hand will not go beyond. Trees recognize Nabi. And we insans, we don't want to recognize the greatness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam.
Murde hi na ji utte patthar bhi padhe kalma. Sarkare dua alam ki lazim hai jise rehna sartaj umam ban kar wo khas jamaat hai sarkare dua alam.
Explanation now, inshallah, some other time.
Faiba ka har ek kocha kyun karna muattar ho. Pehli hui nikhat hai sarkare dua alam ki.
Why should the whole of Medina not be fragrant? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, fragrance is permeating the entire Medina.
Ay zaire khush qismat roze ki ziyarat bhi. Ay zaire khush qismat روزے کی زیارت بھی دراصل زیارت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی.
Rov, you most fortunate person who is making ziyarat of the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In reality, it is a ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself.
من زارني بعد وفاتي فكأنما زارني في حياتي أو كما قال.
اے عرض مدینہ کاش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں، اے عرض مدینہ کاش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں، جنت ہے تو جنت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ. اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر، ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ. اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر، ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے، جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے، یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے، جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے، اللہ جل جلالہ. اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. اللہ 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 اللہ
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh my most tolerant Allah, يا ستار الغيوب غفار الذنوب الله. My beloved Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. We really love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Day and night we used your bounties for your disobedience.
the great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, you could have snatched away our sight when we cast lustful glances. The great ni'mat of hearing, the great ni'mat of speech. Day and night, my beloved Allah, unlimited bounties of yours. We use your given bounties and ni'mats for your disobedience. Hum kitne namak haram hai, tera hi diya hua, kha karke, teri hi nafarmani. Ay Rabbe Kareeb, we are ashamed. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if it is more than your entire creation put together, then too, my beloved Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of men. How loving you are, how generous you are, how kind you are, how forgiving you are, how merciful you are. Ay mere Rabbe Kareem, hum teri taraf rujoo karte. We are turning towards you. We are not bragging about our sins, we are making a'tiraf, a qusoor. Indeed, we are acknowledging every mistake and every error of ours. For everything has been seen by you. You have heard everything that we have spoken. My beloved Allah, nothing was outside your knowledge. It was just your tolerance that you did not seize us there and then. You didn't destroy us there and then. You didn't embarrass us. You didn't send the tsunamis against us. You didn't shake the ground beneath our feet. You didn't cause the roofs to collapse over our heads. It was your tolerance, my Allah, and it was your generosity and your forgiveness. Ay, mere Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. We acknowledge we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us something that's beloved to you is the forgiveness of sin. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afafu anna ya kareem. Allahumma ajirna minan nar ya mujiru ya mujiru ya mujiru. My beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from the azab of qabr, from the azab of hashar, from the azab of akhirat. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. There was no question of darkness for you. You have blessed billions of people with sight. How can you be blind to our sins? My beloved Allah, but you are loving, you are forgiving, you are most merciful. We are therefore seeking forgiveness of the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, don't allow any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon us because of our sins. Eh khudai bandara ruswa makun, darbadam man sirri man paida makun. Eh khudai bandara ruswa makun. Don't cause any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon us servants of yours in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. We know that indeed we are the most sinful ones, but my Allah, don't expose our sins. My beloved Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Tu mera, to sab mera, palak mera, zameen. If you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. We know that we are full of mistakes and errors and sins, but where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? Which other door is there for us besides your door? We are not extending our begging bowls before some human being, my Allah. We are extending before you. Ya man la tadurruhu zunub wa la tanqusuhu al-maghfira. My beloved Allah, the sins of the entire mankind cannot cause you any kind of harm. Therefore, my beloved Allah, forgive us our sins. forgive us our sins. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Ay Rabbi Kareem, cure us of our spiritual ailments, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy and of jealousy. Bless us with hearts that you give to your awliya, my Allah. We know we are not deserving, but what is it that we are deserving of? Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are turning towards you. Hum teri taraf rujoo kar rahe hai. Don't turn away your glance of mercy and maghfirat, my beloved Allah. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, then we'll face nothing but destruction. Ay Rabbi Kareem, hamare gunahon ko mat dekh, apni shaan rahimi aur kareemi ko dekh. Ab to maaf farma, ab to maaf farma, ab to maaf farma. We are tired ourselves of committing sins, my Allah. It has brought us no happiness and no contentment. Nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. But nafs and shaitan do not want us to understand and realize. Ay Rabbi Kareem, aaj raat hamari maghfirat kar de. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiye Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ah, mere Allah, mere pyare Nabi ne, how much of sacrifices he made. He was stoned in Taif, his Mubarak shoes were filled with his Mubarak. He goes into Sajda in the Haram Sharif, where now we make Tawaf with such ease and such comfort. We make Namazes, we make Tilawat of the Quran Sharif, we make Zikrullah, we sit and watch the Kaabatullah Sharif. We cling on to the multazam. We touch the rukne yabari. We make our salah behind Muqam Ibrahim. We drink zamzam. We make sa'i of Safa and Marwa. Ay Rabbi Kareem, when my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into sajda in the haram shari. Intestine of animal on that park, pure body of my beloved Nabi sallallahu. His beloved daughter Fatima cries, oh my dear father, why are they doing this to you? Ay Rabbi Kareem is stoned. Ohadi falls down unconscious. Pins of the helmet penetrate his jaws. He bleeds profusely. Yet he says, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamu. He could have made baddua for us. Ay Rabbi Kareem. He prayed, and he prayed for our hidayah. He stands whole night in prayer, his feet swell. His concern was ummati, ummati. When he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, the ummat for whom you sacrifice so much, the ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, nightclubs, discos, filthy sites on the internet or television screen, filthy magazines, negligence of salat, more than 60 to 70% of the ummah. No haya, no shame, no modesty. Ay Rabbi Kareem, what kind of pain we are causing to the sensitive heart of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Makkah, Mukarrama, Madina, Tayyiba, filthy music on the cell phones, sometimes even near the Rauza Mubarak. Rabbi Kareem, hamare haal par raham farma. You are most forgiving, you really love forgiveness. Change the condition of our lives. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Rabbi Kareem, those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who have gone for umrah or going for umrah, make it maqbool and maqbool. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto sirat-e-mustaqim. unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Hone wale ijtema ko behad kamyab farmao. Zyada se zyada logo ko Allah ke raah mein chalne ki taufeeq ata farmao. Khanqah, masajid, madaris, tamam deeni anjumanon ko qubool farmao. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas, my beloved Allah. The hardship, difficulties, pain and suffering of mankind around the globe due to tsunamis and earthquakes and floodwaters and gale force winds and other forms of destruction that they are facing, famine and drought. Ya Rabbi Kareem, apne fazal se, ehsan se, remove those difficulties, hardships. The Muslim governments, give them administrators who will establish Islamic law. Ey Allah, halat ko badal de, badal de, badal de. Dushmano se hifazat farma. Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Tamam masajid, madaris, aqeemi, anjumanon ki hifazat farma. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a discourse, cinema, theatre, gambling den, adultery, fornication, porn sites, or any kind of haram. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. The soul will be squeezed out of our bodies. Ya Rabbi Kareem, our tight-fitting clothes will be sliced to the surface. The water of Mayyat will be poured above our bodies. We will be moved backwards and forwards, right and left. The tongues which used to wag so much and speak so much of lies, Ya Rabbi Kareem, it will be able to speak no more. The injustices that had been done, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Before the water of Mayyat is poured above our body, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of Taqwa above our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina. Tawanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Bas ab zindagi apni diyare Quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta. It is not destined there wherever it may be that you in a state that you are pleased with us. All those who have passed away, bless them with Jannah Fulfilled House. Bless the family members, keep them thin with Sabra Jameel Adhirasi. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations and tamanna that in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. After this majlis of it, fulfill their good wishes, desires, aspirations and tamanna. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual. Ya Rabbi Kareem, with your fazl and kindness, remove the pain and suffering. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness and from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas and especially that of the Dajjal, that we ask for protection. Protect us and the entire ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع القريب وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ہماری دعاؤں کو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں قبول فرما. رحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.